Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
What's up, guys? Good morning. Jeff and Jen Morning Show, Q102. It is going to be a sunny day again, kind of like yesterday, but not as warm. Only 36. And then tomorrow in the morning, only in the teens.
I don't like that.
So just a heads up. But tomorrow's supposed to be a nice sunny afternoon as well. And then wintry mix on Sunday. So plan out your weekend accordingly. We're going to do a boxed wine night on Saturday. Play some games, maybe watch some movies, and drink a big old box of wine.
I think that sounds lovely.
Do you know what we have on our agenda for the weekend? Yesterday, we went to see Scott's mom, and she accidentally bought a jalapeno cream cheese instead of a regular cream cheese. So she gave it to us.
And?
So Scott was like, I already know what we could do with that. Because you know me, I'm like, let's put it on celery. This will be great. He goes, for the game on Sunday, the playoff game.
Melt it with some meat.
We're going to make Skyline dip. But as the foundation of the Skyline dip, we're going to use the jalapeno cream cheese.
Hell yeah.
Well, I love that he has a plan.
So that's what we're looking forward to this weekend.
Better question, what game?
I don't know. The game on Sunday, the playoff game for the NFL. To see
okay,
goes
so we got the Bills, the Bills and
the Chiefs and the Packers.
Tampa Bay, I think, still in
the
it too,
Buccaneers
right?
The Buccaneers and the Bills, yeah. Okay. You're like, what game are you watching? I'm like, the only games we're going to watch.
I don't know. UC games, I think, canceled or postponed.
Yes, and I know. All of the college football stuff has been, or basketball stuff has been kind of all over the place.
That's
but
not
we're
bad.
Definitely watching those two.
Yeah, I'm rooting for. I think I'm taking the Bills. I would be happy if Kansas City won again too.
Same.
That'd be fine. But I'm rooting for the Bills this go around. What about
There's
you, Jen?
Part of me, you know, I lived in Tampa for 11 years and
no.
and had a we had a pretty rough go with the Buccaneers and the year that we moved here is the year they won the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
and that was kind of like really.
I would love to see the Packers because I just think it would be fun to see them in the Super Bowl again.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, like, it's not like I'm an anti-Tom Brady person. Scott is like, I would love to see Tom Brady succeed with a different team besides the Patriots. And I'm like, he has been there so many times. Let the Bills go. Look at all the stuff they do for the charity
all the charitable
of the world.
Stuff. Yeah.
They seem like pretty good people up there in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I just have so many people down in Tampa that I still, love and care about. Would love to see them
for sure
get to enjoy a win.
What else? What are you doing this weekend? We know what we're doing.
Skyline dip and wine.
Yeah. And they're making some cheese dip.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I have not
big
seen.
Week. Big weekend.
Right? Big plans. I haven't seen my parents in a week, so that'll be nice to be able to spend a little time.
So you've been calling them? Because I know they live right next door.
Right now, Mom and I have been texting a lot.
Okay, how are they doing? They doing all right?
They're doing fine.
Where are you at on Bonanza and the old Virginian or whatever
I
that show is?
I think they're still watching quite a lot of the Inspire Network. Yeah.
Okay, so for people that are just listening, you were quarantining, but your parents live right next door. Were you guys like talking through the window at all? Were you doing
any
of that
No, but I got
stuff?
A little upset yesterday with my mother because I was texting her and I didn't feel she was responding quickly enough. In fact, a couple of hours went by at one point, so I started like text bombing her. Mom, mother, what are you doing? There's no excuse for you. You better be sleeping. Sleeping is your only excuse to not text me back. Do I need to come over there and check on you? Right? Because I'm getting nothing. And finally, I just put my Crocs on and I went outside and I looked in her window.
You walked the eight,
and there
the
and there she was standing
door.
And she was standing at her standing at her sink doing some dishes and I'm like, well, this is not okay. You text your daughter back when she
I left the phone in the other room, sweetheart.
Yeah. Jen, you live right next door. Why are you worried about me?
Well, when I don't hear from you.
Has she been making a lot of cookies now that she's been here?
Oh, there are cookies. But,
doesn't
you know,
she make them every day?
She hasn't been making them every day. Well, no, because we have too many options from all of the different stores and restaurants for desserts that we can just purchase.
But her apricot cookies are pretty bomb.
Yeah, I know. You love her apricot. She has not made those. If she does, I will be sure to bring you some.
Okay, because that's another one of my old people things that I do.
That you love.
Yep. So.
And you even see, do you say apricot or apricot?
Apricot.
Apricot.
Yeah. I'll say it however you want me to say it.
But that they're is the cookies. Old person the way, amount
of,
I think.
The amount of butter that's in those things. It's amazing.
Serious.
All right, so we have news that didn't make the news coming up here in just a few minutes, including you can be a full-time candy taster. I have been for the last 6 months.
I'm just not getting paid.
A new wristband that will tell your boss if you're in a bad mood. And what else we have? When does Bigfoot hunting season begin?
So all that like more. Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Fun.
Go head out into the woods off 32, heading towards.
Do we need to shoot Bigfoot? Why can't we just let him live?
It's not hunting to kill. It's hunting
to find.
Discovery.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Sure not. And then I have this story. There's a professor in Canada who's an expert on loneliness. Just wrote an article on why people who are isolated talk to themselves or create imaginary friends. And he says it might actually be a healthy thing to do, as we've been sort of a little more isolated than normal over the course of the last year or so. Mm-hmm. They call it a tulpa. The term tulpa refers to a voice in your head that talks and seems to have thoughts of its own. And
From ours.
Yeah. And it's something that some people do intentionally, and some people work on it for months and months and hope, you know, that it grows, and they, you know, they go out of their way to hone this voice.
And there are a lot of people that don't do it on purpose, and they have something called schizophrenia.
7 in 10 people who do it say it helps with their loneliness. 78% claim it's had a positive impact on their mental health. And now these same folks are going on to research more as far as maybe talking to your pet and then imaginary friends and how that all plays into that voice and how it works together, which is very interesting. I don't remember.
I don't know if I've surely had imaginary friends. I'm just not sure I had like an imaginary best friend that like one.
I don't remember
that I was with all the time.
I did
from and I don't know what happened to this particular person, but when I was younger, and I still remember like talking to Carla, she was my imaginary best friend. Like I had a place where she lived. We would drive by her house. I would be like, that's where Carla lives. Everybody say hi. Mm-hmm. And I would engage her and my
How
mom,
old were you?
I don't know. I mean, I remember it. So what, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. maybe even. I don't even know like when she went away. Did she move away?
Did her family move to Oklahoma or something?
I don't know. I don't even know what happened to her. I think one day I just stopped talking to her, engaging her. But my mom will tell you stories about how I would just stand and look in the oven and have full blown conversations with Carla. Like, and I would even say to my mom, like, Mom, Carla took my toy. She won't get my purse back. Like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would engage all the time.
Diana, what's up?
Hey, good morning. This is Diana in Sharonville. And I just wanted to mention, imaginary friends, those are your guardian angels.
Guardian angels. So maybe Carla is one of your guardian angels, Fritz.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing is, when you come in on the planet, you are very connected to your angels. They come in the day you're born. We can see them all the way up to age 5, 6, and 7, and life shuts us down. You know, we go through things. We have challenges. We have learned behaviors from our parents, and it shuts us down.
I agree with that. I think you have to encourage the creativity and the gift.
They will check in, make sure we're doing okay. Sometimes we call them in if we're having a challenge in life, if we're scared about something. It's like, oh gosh, I wish my mom would look in and help me out with this. And it might just be a thought, but they come in.
Yeah. Diana, I'm going to take your advice this afternoon. I'm going to reach out.
Well, I do this for a living, guys, so I kind of know what I'm talking about just a little.
I believe you.
I always tell people each and every one of us on the planet, when we come on, are nothing but unconditional love and light. And if you reconnect to that unconditional love and light, all you have to do is look at a baby, a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old. That's what they are. They don't care how we look. They don't care how we dress. They love us unconditionally, and that's what we should do with each other.
I love it, Diana.
I'm a life coach. I do mediumship. I do major healings. They use me around the city in the 3-state area. I do readings around the world. I also get called in on murder cases. Not my favorite thing to do.
If we ever need an expert in this department again, we're going to have to bring you in.
Listen, the thing about about you guys, you're all kindred spirits with each other. And just remember that you, all of you, you're kindred spirits. That's why you work so well together. I'm sure you've been in other lifetimes with each other.
I think so, too.
Yeah, we should look at that sometime, because I truly believe, especially Tim, you have such a strong relationship with the women on that show. And Jeff, I'm not saying you don't with Jeff, too, but it almost feels like you've been brother and sister or some sort of relative in other lifetimes. So anyway, you know, keep me in mind. I'd be more than happy to help you guys anytime. I love you. I think you're doing an awesome job, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Well, you know that Jeff and I have been married in multiple lifetimes prior to here. Many in the Middle East.
Because you had something, you talked to someone similar to Diana who told you about your Chinese empress.
Yes, yes.
And how you and Jeff were connected.
Married many, many times.
Yeah.
And it was not a healthy relationship. In fact, I got off the phone with her, and I was so mad at him. I was ready to let him have it.
Jeff is still holding me down.
Oh!
I would like to dive deeper into this. I think it's very interesting.
It's fascinating stuff getting into former lifetimes.
Yeah, she just sent me an email.
She did?
So it was in the Jeff and Jen at WKRQ account.
If you guys, on to that one.
Anyone families else of souls
out
and,
there listening that would like to communicate with us.
Yeah,
that's fun.
But yeah, I just looked at it, and it's in there. So great.
Good. Thank
Can't
you,
wait
Diana.
To talk to Diana.
We have some news that didn't make the news to fill you in about. I thought this was pretty interesting. NASA added a feature to its website that lets you listen to what various things would sound like on Mars, because the atmosphere there is 1% as dense as the Earth, so sound doesn't travel well.
Oh, wow.
I forgot to tell you yesterday, guys, on what day is today? Friday. So Wednesday night, we went outside at 6:53 p.m. and we saw the International Space Station over our house. And I can't believe I forgot to tell you.
That's fun.
Now, did you go out with the intention to look?
Yeah, evidently.
You knew it was coming by?
Yes, I saw an article in Channel 5 that was like, if you go outside tonight, and I think it's kind of flying like around us over the next, I don't know, a few weeks or something, because I guess it just keeps going or whatever. But it was really cool. And it was just like a really fast moving star, you know, it like didn't blink. It kind of had like a little bit of a,
we saw it over the summer,
yellowy
just randomly
hue to it.
Yeah, we're like, what the hell is that thing? And then Chris put the app up that shows you what's in the sky, and it was like, that was a space station.
Yeah, it was
very
really
cool.
Neat.
So what do you guys want to hear that's on Mars?
What are the options?
I got a truck backing up, I got kid talking, I got bicycle bells.
Pick a terrible
bells. This is what a bicycle bell would sound like on Mars with a really dense atmosphere. That's Earth and then Mars.
I don't think I like it.
It just sounds muffled.
Truck backing up. That's normal. That's what it sounds like here. And this is what it would sound like in Mars.
God, you just would barely hear it.
Isn't that weird?
That is. That'd be very different.
I don't feel like I
see,
like
I
it.
Don't think
it
I want to live
scary.
There now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll skip it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of sounds like everything sounded to me when I had that ear thing going on a year ago.
Oh, yeah. When you had that infestation.
It was not a bug, Jen. All right. So there's a new device out there called the Mood Beam. It is a wristband that lets your boss know how you're feeling.
Okay,
and
it's
got two buttons. This Mood Beam has two buttons, a yellow one and a blue one. And you're supposed to hit the yellow one when you're happy and the blue one when you're sad. So your company can keep an eye on your mental health.
Wow.
People behind Mood Beam say that they made them because, quote, businesses are trying to get on top of staying connected with staff working from home. So here they ask 500 members, are you okay, without picking up the phone. There's no word on how many businesses are using this thing yet. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. When I first heard it was I kind of felt like it was an alert to the boss to say, kind of, you know, don't scream at me today. I'm already having a little bit of a rough go.
Yeah.
Right?
I hit blue, lady. Can't you see I hit blue?
Yes.
I got my blue wristband on.
I'm feeling a little blue, so back it up. I don't know. I just get weird with all this kind of technology. Just people having a little too much information about me. And I'm not sure where this wristband falls in that arena.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would agree with that. Although I think that we've all had a point where we've had to go talk to the boss or talk to someone that you had a meeting with or whatever, and you ask someone else who maybe already talked to that person that day and be like,
what kind of mood are they in?
Yeah, how are they doing? What am I walking into? Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's nice to have that kind of heads up. You know, I have my employee evaluation review today.
You both do. Both of you guys do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it would be nice if someone, you know, maybe gave her a free Starbucks this morning.
Absolutely.
And I go right before you. So do you want me to make sure that I...
Well, I was thinking I should probably go first since Jeff is out today and you can stay with Tim if you want. I don't care either way. But I was wondering if you and I should flip-flop because of the timing.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know either.
I have to think about it because my kid's home.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
I don't know.
He's quarantined too.
I don't mind, he can't go back to school. Either way. I'm very easeable. I'm having a great day today.
Who's after you?
I think Freddie Mac.
Mine was last week. It went great.
Oh, I haven't heard up all about it yet. You're going to have to tell me.
Okay.
Are you kidding? He is the golden child. You know it went perfectly.
There's a debate going viral right now about how you should stand in the shower. Another one of the stupid internet debates of the day. A woman named Alice set it off by tweeting, quote, "It's normal to shower with your back to the shower, right? Not facing the water." The responses were all over the place. Some people say, yeah, they keep their back to the water. Some people put the face in the water. Some people switch it up.
It depends on which side I'm washing.
Correct.
If I'm washing the front, then my back is to the water. If I'm washing my back, then my front is to the water.
Maybe when you first get into the shower, do you turn and get your whole body wet first? Or do you just face first it?
It depends on if I'm washing my hair. If I'm washing my hair, then it's back first because I start with the hair. If I'm not washing my hair, then I start with my face.
Well, here's what I've learned. So we bought this new house in Clifton, right? And we moved in a couple weeks ago and it was not an amazing house. And the guy who sold it, I think, was sold a bag of goods about how if he renovated it, he could get a lot of money for it, which he didn't. But the person who did the renovation made some really asinine decisions. And it's good enough for now. We're going to just do what we need to do to live there and have a good time. But eventually we're going to be updating a little of this and a little bit of that. But it's fine for right now. I've already decided that when we redo the shower, which is this gigantic shower enclosure, I want the jets pointing all over.
Oh, yeah. The side ones.
It's big enough that you could do that.
Nice.
Without it costing an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's how I'm going to resolve this issue of where do you stand. It doesn't matter where you stand because they're going to shoot all over me from every direction.
Going to come at you from everywhere.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about the rain shower?
I'm not a fan. I don't enjoy it.
And I need a little more pressure than that.
But other people, I think, love that it's kind of like, you know, raining on their body. And I'm like Jen, though. I'm like, if I don't want to wash my hair, I'm trying to dart out of it.
Yeah.
I think it's fine for the occasional vacation destination. And that's what they have in your hotel room. And you're like, this is neat and different. But not for daily stuff.
I'll tell you what, when I was in Costa Rica, the room that I stayed in, the only shower was outdoors.
Yeah.
And it was like in the jungle. I mean, it was just trees like right over me and just monkeys, you know. I'm out there naked with the monkeys.
Which was awesome. Yeah.
I loved
that. You can't really do that in Ohio.
It feels weird. I know. But it just feels so, you know, like honoring.
Freeing.
Being outside and naked.
Maybe I do need to do a nudist resort.
I think
just
you should.
Just for the liberation.
Like yes.
Have at it. Not my thing. I visited that one in Coleraine one time for a radio bit. Never saw so many old people in campers playing jarts.
Yeah. This is not the same kind.
And that's dangerous, jarts, when you're naked.
Yeah.
One last story here we want to get to before a brand new second date update. A member of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives named Justin Humphrey just introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season. This is not a joke. He wants the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to, quote, set annual season dates and create unnecessary specific hunting licenses and fees.
And can, are we talking about trying to shoot him or shoot Bigfoot, or we're just talking like searching for?
A spokesperson said, quote, here at the Department of Wildlife, we use science to make management decisions, and we do not recognize Bigfoot as a wildlife species. If the bill passes, it would take effect November 1st. He comes, this this state guy, representative, comes from southeast Oklahoma that's known for Bigfoot sightings, and they have Bigfoot festivals and, you know,
cool
that
stuff.
Kind of thing. So I'll tell you, when I lived in Arkansas, we were about 20 miles from the border of Oklahoma, and near this section where there were, it was a thing. Like, I never went to the festival or whatever. That was a little bit further away, but we did we went out with somebody from
the guide,
some Bigfoot club, and went walking through the woods.
Wow, searching for evidence.
We did not see him. There's video. I have video somewhere of us doing that. It was stupid. It was a stupid radio thing, but it was kind of fun because these people were really into it.
Right.
Walking through the woods of Oklahoma, and it was neat.
Why not?
Anyway, there's your news that didn't make the news.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.